The Lost Art of Cael Varn. The Lost Art of Cael Varn. Cailin Ash Vex stepped off the ashen road, his eyes tracing the cracked cobblestones that led to the Nightforge district. The scent of burning coal and copper hung heavy over the air, familiar as the curve of his dagger's blade. As a member of the Black Rose Order, he knew every twist and turn within these city walls, each alleyway, and every hidden corner. In this era of expansion, the pursuit of balance had given way to the desire for progress. But Cael Vex still walked where armies couldn't, into hearts, into secrets, into judgment unspoken. He was the master of the lost art of Cael Varn's subtle correction, a whispered word here, a silent disappearance there. Tonight's task was as delicate as it was urgent. The curator, Marcella Thalos, requested a particular service. It seemed a merchant from the city's eastern quarter had been acting strangely, murmurs of smuggling and treason. Marcella believed a discreet visit would yield more than an open investigation. Cael was her chosen instrument. As he walked through the winding streets, lanterns casting long shadows behind him, Cael reached into his cloak and drew out a small pouch containing a vial of Melos Draw Essence. The curators had entrusted this rare gift to the Black Rose Order, with strict instructions, use it sparingly, for its cost was steep. He poured a single drop onto his tongue, feeling the familiar pinch as the potion worked its way down his throat. A shimmering haze danced across his vision, a map of hidden paths and overlooked places etched itself into his mind's eye. The merchant's address came to him clear as day, a narrow tenement near the city wall. With Melos Draw guidance, Cael navigated the labyrinthine streets, finally standing before the worn door of the suspected smuggler. A faint knock, a pause, and the door creaked open. In the dim light within, he saw his mark, a burly man named Cordell pacing behind a cluttered desk. "Can I help you?" Cordell asked, wary, but not hostile. "Just passing through," Cael replied, eyes scanning the room for signs of hidden passages or secret stashes. "I'm here for the local guild's wine merchant. You know, for the fine vintages?" Cordell smiled, seemingly at ease. "No, I don't. Try next door." As Cael turned to leave, Melos Draw Haze reasserted itself, a soft reminder that his eyes had seen more than was there. He felt a faint tremble in his fingers, a sign that the potion was exacting its price. Memory fragments began to unravel at the edges of his mind. He made his way to the wine merchant next door, but what transpired there was less important than what did not. A whispered conversation, a promise made, and Cael disappeared into the night, leaving no mark or sign behind. Back in the Black Rose Order's quarters, Cael Vex poured himself a cup of hot tea from a delicate silver pot. He sat at a narrow table, his eyes tracing the lines of his hand, searching for any hint that Melos Draw had exacted too great a toll this time. It was a price he'd learned to pay over the years, memory's threads unraveling with each use. A faint shiver ran through him as he recalled the words Marcella Thalos spoke before sending him out into the night, words about balance and correction, whispers of an era's passing. Tonight's task had reminded him that even in this age of expansion, there were those who still sought to walk among shadows. Cael Vex, the subtle corrector, one whisper at a time. The silver pot's gentle clinking echoed in his ears as Cael took a sip of the hot tea, the warmth spreading through his chilled fingers. He let out a slow breath, eyes never leaving the lines on his palm, searching for any sign that Melos Draw had taken too much this time. The room was quiet, except for the soft hum of conversation from the adjacent chamber where Sister Alara and Brother Edwin pored over documents by candlelight. The sound of footsteps approaching broke his concentration. Cael looked up to see Marcella Thalos standing in the doorway, her expression a mix of weariness and concern.
"Ash, I see you're back," she said, her voice low. "I'm glad to see you returned unscathed." Her eyes narrowed slightly as she added, "But tell me, what did you find at the merchant's?"
The shadows around her seemed deeper than usual, and for a moment, Cael thought he saw something flicker in her gaze, a shadow of unease that she swiftly smoothed out. "Less than I hoped," he said, putting down his cup. "The merchant seemed unaware of any wrongdoing.
Marcella's expression didn't change, but her voice tightened when she spoke next. That's not possible.
We have it on good authority that Cordell is smuggling contraband into the city and possibly treasonous information to boot.
Kale felt a thread of unease weave its way through his thoughts, but he pushed it aside, focused on Marcella's intent. What she said next made his grip on his cup's handle tighten. I think we're being watched, Ash.
The expansion's influence has altered the city's balance.
Marcella's words dripped with a weight that Kale couldn't quite define, like sand trickling between his fingers. He studied her face, searching for what she wasn't saying, but her expression remained a mask of calm concern. You think we're being watched, he repeated, setting the cup down on its saucer.
The tea's warmth still lingered in the delicate ceramic, but Kale's mind had turned cold.
Who? Marcella's eyes flicked around the room, as if ensuring they were truly alone, before focusing back on him. That's the question, isn't it? Her voice dropped to a whisper, and for an instant, Kale thought he saw something in her gaze that looked almost like fear. But she smoothed out her expression before continuing, her words measured. The merchant, Cordell, has connections, people who aren't what they seem. They're using him to move things into the city.
Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he recalled the shadows around Marcella earlier.
What was she hiding? The curator's tone, usually calm and collected, had an undercurrent of urgency that made his instincts prickle. He leaned back in his chair, eyes never leaving hers, and said, "And what do you want me to do next?" The flicker he thought he'd seen earlier returned a shadow of unease that vanished as quickly as it appeared. Marcella's expression smoothed out into the calm mask once more.
We need to find out who's behind this, she said, her voice steady now. Who's using Cordell and his connections? I want you to dig deeper, Ash, see if there are any threads we can follow.
Kale nodded, a thought beginning to form in the back of his mind. He pushed it aside for the moment, focusing on Marcella's words.
Threads to follow?
That meant more research, more poking around in places he'd rather not think about.
I'll need access to the Order's archives, he said, pushing his chair back from the table.
And perhaps a few favors. Marcella nodded, a hint of a smile on her lips.
I'll arrange it.
Be careful, Ash. Whatever is going on, it's bigger than we think.
Marcella's words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale rose from his chair to clear his throat. He moved towards the adjacent chamber where Sister Alara and Brother Edwin worked by candlelight, their faces bent over dusty tomes. The soft glow of the candles cast flickering shadows on the walls as he approached.
Brother Edwin, Kale said, his voice low, I need access to the archives. Marcella Thalos thinks there's a thread we can follow.
Edwin looked up from his reading, a look of curiosity crossing his features before he nodded and pushed back his chair.
Of course, Ash. I'll have the records brought up for you.
As Kale followed Edwin into the stacks, the air thickened with dust and old parchment. He breathed it in deeply, feeling the familiar scent of aged pages and forgotten knowledge. The shelves stretched out before him like sentinels, each one packed tightly with volumes bound in worn leather and adorned with small silver clasps.
Edwin led Kale to a section dedicated to the city's history, its founding, and the early years of the Black Rose Order.
The air was heavy with the weight of centuries past, secrets that only the most skilled scholars could decipher. Kale's eyes scanned the shelves, searching for anything that might relate to Marcella's suspicion, something that would lead him down the thread she spoke of. A faint shiver ran down his spine as he reached out to touch a leather-bound tome embossed with an intricate silver rose. The cover seemed to hum with a power he couldn't quite place, a sensation that left him uneasy.
What is this?
Kale asked Edwin, his fingers tracing the delicate etching on the cover. It's one of our oldest texts, Edwin replied, his voice hushed as if in reverence for the ancient knowledge it contained.
The history of the Order's foundation.
It's said to hold secrets of the early years, the trials and tribulations that shaped us into what we are today.
He ran his fingers over the intricate etching, feeling an inexplicable connection to the symbol on the cover as if it held a memory he couldn't quite grasp. Kale's thoughts turned back to Marcella's words. The expansion's influence has altered the city's balance.
What did she mean?
The Black Rose Order had always navigated the complexities of the city with finesse, but Kale sensed a change in their curator, a depth of unease that went beyond mere concern. He recalled her expression when he mentioned being watched, the flicker of fear that vanished almost instantly. Edwin's voice interrupted his thoughts, and he looked up to see the brother studying him intently.
Ash, perhaps we should focus on finding more recent records. Whatever is happening, it's clear we need concrete evidence.
Kale nodded in agreement, feeling a pang of frustration at his failure to uncover anything substantial so far. He replaced the leather-bound tome and began scanning the shelves once more, this time with a clear mind. The hours passed in a blur of dusty pages and hushed conversations as he pored over texts that offered little insight into Marcella's suspicions. The records spoke of petty squabbles between merchant houses, minor smuggling operations, and scandals from decades past, nothing that matched the gravity of Marcella's words. Kale's weariness started to seep in, his mind numbed by the repetition of dates and names. As he closed another book, the silence of the archives was broken by the sound of footsteps echoing down the aisles. Brother Edwin looked up from his own research, a hint of surprise on his face as Sister Alara emerged from the shadows, a parchment held tight in her hand.
"I found something," she said, her voice low and urgent. The air seemed to thicken as the three of them leaned in, their faces lit only by the faint glow of candles.
Kale felt a jolt of electricity run through him at the sight of Sister Alara's parchment, covered in cryptic symbols that seemed to dance across its surface like fireflies on a summer evening.
"What is it?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Sister Alara's eyes locked onto his, her gaze intense.
"It's a fragment," she said, "from an old diary hidden deep within the archives.
I think it might be connected to whatever is happening."
Kale's grip on the edge of the shelf tightened as he felt Marcella's words echo in his mind. The expansion's influence has altered the city's balance.
This could be what they'd been searching for, a thread to unravel, no matter how fine.
He leaned in closer, his eyes tracing the symbols on the parchment as if they might reveal more with proximity. Sister Lara's hands moved quickly, her fingers dancing over the edges of the page as she began to translate the cryptic writing.
"It says something about an event and a catalyst," she murmured, "but it's not clear what those terms mean in context."
This diary was written by someone named Ariana, who claims to have been part of an inner circle within the Order. Kale's mind started racing with possibilities. An inner circle.
What kind of influence could that imply?
The air was heavy with tension as Edwin leaned in closer, his eyes locked on the parchment.
"This is it," he whispered. "Whatever Marcella's talking about must be connected to this diary." Ilara's gaze flickered between them, a hint of fear creeping into her eyes.
"What if it's not just connected?"
Kale asked, a shiver running down his spine as the implications settled in.
"What if Ariana was part of something that still exists today?"
The silence that followed hung in the air like a challenge, each of them lost in their own thoughts on the possibilities. As the moments ticked by, Sister Alara's face seemed to pale further, her grip on the parchment tightening as if holding onto it would anchor her to reality.
"I think we're getting close," she whispered finally, "whatever the event was, and I think it's connected to our current situation."
The room fell silent, each of them lost in their own thoughts as the implications hung like a specter between them. Kale's mind whirled with the idea of an inner circle operating within the Black Rose Order for unknown purposes.
He recalled Brother Edwin's words about the Order's past being a puzzle with many missing pieces. Was this diary a key fragment that could unlock new truths?
The air in the archives seemed to thicken, heavy with the weight of secrets kept hidden.
"I think we should show this to Marcella," Sister Alara said finally, her voice barely above a whisper.
She tucked the parchment into her robes,
securing it tightly against her chest as if protecting something precious. She'll know what to do next. Tail nodded in agreement, his eyes scanning the shelves for any other clues they might have overlooked. As they left the archives, the cool evening air enveloped them like a balm after the dusty, cramped space. The darkness of night seemed to press in around them, the flickering torches casting eerie shadows on the walls. Kale's thoughts were still reeling from what Alara had found, an inner circle operating within their own order. He felt a creeping sense of unease that he couldn't shake. Their footsteps echoed through the corridors as they made their way back to the main hall, where Marcella was waiting with a small group of brothers and sisters. She listened intently as Alara handed over the parchment, her eyes narrowing as she scanned the cryptic symbols. "This is it," Kale said, his voice low but urgent. "Whatever the event was, we're starting to piece together what might have happened." Marcella's expression turned grave as she looked up from the parchment, her gaze locking onto Kale's. "I think I know what this is," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "It's from the days before the Great Silence." The air around them seemed to vibrate with tension, each of them sensing that they were on the cusp of something significant. As Marcella's words hung in the air, Kale felt a shiver run down his spine. The Great Silence was a period of upheaval that had shaken the city decades ago, when the balance of power had shifted and many within the Order had vanished without explanation. He recalled Brother Edwin mentioning it in passing, but never in depth. It seemed to be a topic best avoided. "The Great Silence," Marcella repeated, her eyes locked on Kale's. "We've spoken little about it for years, but I think this diary might hold the key." She handed the parchment back to Alara, her gaze flicking between them as she continued. "Ariana was part of a group that attempted to prevent the Great Silence, but their actions had catastrophic consequences." Sister Alara's grip on the parchment tightened, her face pale. "What happened?" Kale asked, his voice low and urgent. "The event," Marcella began, "was meant to be a last-ditch attempt at balance. They believed that by severing ties with the city's ruling powers, they could restore equilibrium. But something went horribly wrong. Many within the Order were lost, some say still trapped in this world, while others claim they were consumed by a shadow realm." Kale felt a chill run down his spine as Marcella's words painted a dark picture of an ancient tragedy. "We've always been told it was a great failure," he said, "but what did really happen?" Marcella's eyes locked onto his, her voice barely above a whisper. "We're not even sure. The event left scars on the city and within our own order. Some of those who attempted to correct the balance were thought to have been absorbed by other forces." The air in the hall seemed to thicken as Marcella's words hung in the air, heavy with implication. Kale felt a thread snap into place in his mind, an inner circle operating within their own order, connected to an event that had left scars on the city. He looked at Alara and Edwin, seeing the same confusion etched on their faces. "We need more information," he said finally, "about what happened during the Great Silence and how it's tied to this event." Marcella nodded gravely. "I'll speak with our curator. We need someone with knowledge of the archives and the inner workings of the Order." The curator's chambers were a labyrinth of narrow corridors and ancient tapestries, each one woven with symbolism that spoke to the inner workings of the Order. Kale navigated the maze-like passages alongside Marcella and Alara, their footsteps echoing off the stone walls. The air was heavy with dust and the scent of old parchment. As they reached the curator's quarters, a figure emerged from the shadows, Brother Edwin, his eyes fixed intently on some ancient tome that lay open on a nearby lectern. He looked up as they entered, his expression somber. "The curator is indisposed," he said, his voice low and measured. "A minor illness, but she's resting." Kale felt a thread of concern weave itself into the fabric of their discussion. "We have something more pressing to discuss," Marcella said, her eyes never leaving Edwin's face. The room seemed to hold its breath as he nodded, closing the worn leather book with a soft thud. "What is it?" Marcella handed the parchment back to Alara, who tucked it into her robes once more. This diary speaks of an event, she said, her voice low and urgent.
Something that happened before the Great Silence, an attempt to correct balance within the city.
Edwin's eyes narrowed, his gaze darting between them as Marcella continued, We think Ariana was part of this group. But something went terribly wrong. Edwin's face paled, his expression a mixture of concern and comprehension.
I think I know what might have happened, he said finally, his voice barely above a whisper.
The balance within the city, it's not just a natural phenomenon, is it? Marcella's eyes locked onto his, her gaze steady.
We've long suspected as much, she replied, but this diary offers circumstantial evidence.
As they spoke, Kale felt a subtle shift in the atmosphere of the room. It was as if they were standing on the cusp of a precipice, staring into an abyss from which there might be no return.